Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself
good.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Mic check, mic check.
Hell yeah.
Do I sound good?
No.
Do I need it closer, further away? Do I need it in? Should I put it in my mouth?
Put it in you, yeah.
Welcome to the 6 a.m. podcast, man. It's the new and improved 6 a.m. podcast. Point counterpoint.
Yeah, hell yeah. Episode 00.
00.
Right?
Do we not put a 1 on it?
The penultimate. No.
It's the pilot episode.
The pen pilot.
The pen pilot episode.
Is that a word? What's the one right before nothing? Or 1?
Well, I would say it would be the pilot episode, so it would be 00.
So yeah, this is the 6 a.m. pilot. Yeah, actually, that's really. Yeah, yeah. I've done a lot of first things of stuff, but I don't know if I've ever called them a pilot.
To be fair, this isn't our first. It's not the first of the first.
That's right. Actually, we've even done a couple practice ones.
I think it's first of the worst.
No. Oh no.
Oh, second is the best. The
first
third
of the worst
is the one with the hairy chest.
Ooh, I like that, dude. All right, so little game that I played today on the way home from the gym. I played a game where I started to go through my playlist that I was bragging about a little earlier.
Of
to
course,
you, and trying to say like would I come out to this for a fight? and like there's a lot of them where I'm like, I don't know, man. There's a couple of them where I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool. I Fat Bottom Girls, I was on the line.
Ooh,
I was like,
you
I think
definitely.
Do you think Fat Bottom Girls would be a good
100%
come out? Or
yeah.
What is that? What would that be called? Walkout song?
Yeah, it's a walkout song. That's right. Yeah, little fun fact for all you kids out there who haven't been in the fight game. When you fight in the amateurs, they pick that fucking music for you.
Oh, what?
And it's...
Do they base it on, like,
it
your
depends
name?
On the show, really, but yeah. The shows that I fought in amateurs, they pick the music for you. So yeah, I was all pumped to be, like, having my own song. Like, I wanted to play this, and they're like, fuck you. We're going to play whatever we want. And it was something like, I don't know.
Wallflowers?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like you said, it's the new and improved 6 a.m. podcast. Where it's the same great taste, brand new look, brand new taste.
More filling?
It's not new. I don't want to say we're new Coke because new Coke's bad.
New Coke was terrible, man.
Right.
It was a bad idea.
But
yeah, but I mean, Coke Zero made the cut, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, we're Coke Zero.
Yeah,
we're the new Diet Dr. Pepper that everybody loves.
Dude, I have a friend that loves Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
I mean, she loves Dr. Pepper. Shout out to Dr. Norwood if you're listening to the podcast. You have to now because I gave you a shout out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that your doctor?
No, it's not my doctor.
Oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
Norwood is my wife's best friend,
mm-hmm.
and her husband is one of my best friends. So
okay.
Sean. So shout out to Sean Norwood.
Right.
Who actually yesterday, just as of yesterday, we spent the 4th of July a holiday because today is July 5th,
never
2021.
Forget. Absolutely.
Is that he talked about he's a former fighter and he's thinking about getting back into things, maybe joining us for some jiu-jitsu, some mat time. So
okay.
He's got some experience.
Nice.
It's been a while since he's been on the mat. So he's like, you know, apprehensive, reasonably so. But I'd like, it's like riding a bike, man.
Yeah.
Back
is he going to let us pick a song?
And I think we should pick an intro song for him.
I think, Fat Bottom Girls doesn't kick in enough. Like, it's a good, like, I don't know. It's like rhythmic, like, enough where you're like, you know, like that kind of.
I see. I like that it starts off with, you know, I'm going to take you home tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the harmonies.
Yeah,
the, like,
yeah.
It's like a sweet kind of, it's a sweet kind of like, and also the fact that Freddie Mercury, again, is singing about women's fat butts.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those things of like, I always thought, I growing up, always thought that he was of the homosexual persuasion.
Well.
But found out later on that no.
He was of the bisexual
both
persuasion.
Of them. So I was like, holy shit, he loved fat asses.
That's right. He,
hell yeah.
Yeah, he played for both teams, man.
Right.
So, I mean, but Freddie Mercury, come
right.
on. Arguably one of the world's greatest singers to ever grace this planet.
Most of your great walkout songs are going to come from Freddie Mercury.
That's himself. Right. That's right.
Even so how about this then? On the other side of it, I Want to Break Free.
Yeah, oh, by Queen. One of my favorites, man. I love that song.
Do you think that would be like a skipping song? You skip to the ring where you're like one of those things where you're like, I'm fucking hype. Where you're like, you're beating your corner. Your corner's like running with their buckets and shit.
That's right. And this guy, you're just hopping down the lane, and your opponent's already done some sort of like blood and barbed wire song, you know, where they're all like,
like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I just want to
let my cock touch your mouth.
Yeah. Just say it. That's what you mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree. And then you come out to that, man, you're a dangerous man.
Yeah.
Come out to I Want to Break Free.
The theme from Highlander. I'm just going just Queen songs
here.
There
can be only one.
There's a lot of Queen songs on my playlist. That's what I'm saying. But there's not a lot of songs that I feel like every song on my playlist, I don't know if I ever told you this. I named my playlist Payist.
Okay.
Because there's no L's.
Wow. That's deep, man. I like that.
See, I just did a take to my camera, too.
Yes, you should do that.
See that?
Look.
6 a.m., baby.
6 a.m.
No L's.
No L's.
Or a lot of L's, you know?
It could be. That's part of what we're here to do. So speaking of the podcast, man, for our listeners that are brand new, this isn't the first iteration of the 6 a.m. podcast, and it started off as an homage, if you will, to the process of learning Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun for those first two seasons that we ran the podcast, and some things have changed since then. We kind of get back to it, but we're going to change the format a little bit because one of the things that we noticed, this is more just a personal thing. It's not like there's anything wrong with talking about Jiu-Jitsu, and we're going to do a lot of talking about Jiu-Jitsu on this podcast, but We identified something that was really interesting about the people that participate in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Mm-hmm. And namely, it's all the same kind of people that you and I kind of grew up with in different parts of the country in the same type of subculture. So we're really looking at this as the intersection of culture and counterculture. And that is all the freaks, the nerds, and the romantics.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
that was like when you said that, and that's lyrics, like that's from that's part of our both of our shared past.
Yeah.
Something that you living up north up here.
Yeah.
And I think this new iteration of the podcast kind of was born throughout, and I maybe not completely, I just thought of this as you were saying that, when we discovered that Chris, who is oftentimes is Uki for you,
yeah, my co-instructor at Harrisburg Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Judo,
great, like perfectly fits the sense of humor of the podcast and the class of everything, like and then I realized not long like probably a year after knowing him that we grew up, and not only grew up right next to each other almost,
right,
but went to the same school only 1 year apart, I think.
Right.
I went home and found him in my yearbook.
So
when you're saying this stuff and you're finding out, oh yeah, we used to go to the shows at the same place, like the fact that we weren't actually friends when we lived in
he's St. an old Pete, punker too, like that's like it's kind of funny.
It's exactly what you're saying, like we are, it's you're just drunk, like the fact that we both happened, it's a completely different path than me, but being 1 year apart, the fact that we end up at the exact same academy.
Right, in Pennsylvania.
In a completely different state than where, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even like, oh, yeah, I know that guy from Florida, too. No, you know? No,
it's weird, man. Yeah. And I tell you, got to be honest, for our podcast listeners, we are broadcasting from the great city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. which most people in Pennsylvania don't know is your fucking capital.
It's the capital. It's not Pennsylvania. It's not Pittsburgh.
You meant Philadelphia. It's not Philadelphia.
What did I say?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is not. Well, that's also not the capital.
Pennsylvania is not the capital.
Technically, I was wrong, but I was kind of also right, Jeff. It's a win-win.
Yeah. It's not Philadelphia. It's not Pittsburgh.
And it's not Pennsylvania.
That's right. It's not Scranton.
Right. That's just where the office is. And the other one is where the football teams are from. We are the capital. We live right near the capital, not that far from it.
Not far from it at all, here in the great state of Pennsylvania.
Actual building,
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just did a food truck festival down by that
place. Tell me more about this food truck festival, because I know that there's one that you want to shout out, and I think we're going to tag them.
Yeah.
I think we're going to tag them in this podcast when we release it, and go ahead and give them.
Let me tell you, Jeff.
Give me the good word. I've been there.
There was a couple different places that you could get crab cakes, but if you're ever gonna get a crab cake, and I've said this every time I see it on a menu in sandwich form, if it's an entree, if it's an appetizer, piss off. You're frozen. I know you're frozen. Don't even do this to
me. Not eating that. It's going in a microwave. I'm not eating that shit.
You know where you're not going to get frozen? Grappling crab.
The grappling crab.
Holy shit. Pardon my French, but yikes. That's the best bonjour goddamn crab I've ever had in my life. I had to put some French in there.
Yeah. That was...
The remoulade had the mustard seed in it or whatever they do to make it so incredible. I had multiple crab cakes yesterday. And if you're going to eat crab from a truck.
Look, and I'm going to tell you, like, and we can't complain about the name, the grappling crab. It was like kismet. It's serendipity.
I thought it was perfect, like, just seeing it. I can't remember. I know that because multiple times at, like, Pride Festival at Harrisburg, a lot of times Dom and I will volunteer. Dom volunteers, and she goes, "Do you want to volunteer, too?" I'm like, "Yeah." But we both volunteer.
Okay.
I had to at least be honest with the how we get there. But every time, because oftentimes she's like, "There's food trucks." I'm like, "Yes, I'll volunteer."
Then yes,
drag queens and food trucks. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna volunteer.
Yeah, it's a win.
But there, we met them first. I think there at the one of those either that or Arts Fest. I can't remember what it was.
Okay,
and every time we go to an outdoor festival here in Harrisburg, we look for the grappling crab.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. It's the weirdest thing. We have not been to the. I think there is a standalone restaurant.
I'm not familiar if there is a.
I don't care.
Storefront.
They just show up when I'm outside every once in a while. It's like magic.
Again, it's serendipity. Man.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You were there.
Grappling
crab.
I love crabs. I've had them.
love grappling. And speaking of which, Pat, like, why don't you give our listeners a little bit about your background? Only a dynamic and handsome man, and the producer of this podcast and many other great pieces under Baby Mermaid Productions. So if you guys have not had an opportunity to check out some of his other shows, you should do so.
I appreciate
that. So this is the pilot episode. We have to introduce the characters.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate you saying that. I grew up in Florida. I like to say I just bought a rash guard just recently from while I was down visiting Florida.
Yep.
And it's a company that's called Flow Grown. Okay. And I was like, oh yeah, that's me, because I wasn't born there, born up north, grew up down in Florida. My whole life, moved up to Pennsylvania about 6 years ago, and to pursue comedy.
Okay.
Production and podcasting and whatnot, and basically just wanted to be closer to a larger market to pursue that.
Yeah,
actually,
right,
jiu-jitsu was one of those things that I discovered while I was up here.
That's interesting. Yeah. How did you find jiu-jitsu?
It was just the fact that I watching UFC.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of MMA, different MMA mainly UFC, but like Bellator, stuff like that. Once I started watching a lot of the offshoots, I was kind of like, oh, I'm more interested. And once I stopped saying, "Stand them up!"
It's so like, boring when they're on the ground.
What are they doing on the ground? It was kind of that. And it was a way to like, I have discovered the older that I've gotten, the fact that my interest when I was younger were like so clearly what I should have been pursuing my whole life.
Gotcha.
And it kind of chaps my ass a little bit, the fact that I didn't ever take a karate class or a, because I was always big into martial arts.
Sure, sure.
I remember distinctly the movie The Crow.
Yeah.
Was with starring Brandon Lee,
right,
son
of
Bruce Lee. Shout out to both of them.
Yep.
Angels. those martial arts.
Up in heaven where you belong.
Those martial angels.
Like one for two of my dead homies.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me pour these out on the board. No, there was a Black Belt magazine that I had that I read like cover to cover over and over again. There's like weapons you could order that I wanted to like.
You wanted two size.
Dude, man. I wanted that. I wanted a katana. Like, I wanted all the Ninja Turtles weapons. I wanted everything that I ever loved growing up. Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, all that stuff was always
martial
centered.
Arts.
Yeah, and it never clicked. The only sport I really tried was baseball. So the fact that I found it at all, I'm grateful. But I've learned now that I've always wanted to study the martial arts.
Right, right. You know? Yeah, and that's how you landed in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, how about you, man? You've been introduced, but why don't you reintroduce yourself?
Not that I require any introduction, but my name is Jeff Beck. Yeah, and I am the co-host of the 6 a.m. podcast, among other things.
I didn't even mention that.
Sitting across from me, ladies and gentlemen, is Pat George. And, I think for me, I was a lot alike in the fact that when I was younger, I really wanted to do martial arts. I grew up during the 80s. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, of course, like Karate Kid was huge. I mean, you know, all the ladies in elementary school had the, and in the middle school, I can't remember what years it was. Had the had the Tiger Beat posters of Ralph Macchio. Yep. The guy couldn't be beat, and he knew the crane technique. Mm-hmm. So
he was impenetrable.
Yeah, that's right.
No can defend.
Right. And I always wanted to do that too. My mom, though, at some point in my youth, I was diagnosed with TMJ of the jaw. Are you familiar with TMJ?
No.
It's like a clicking in your jaw. It can lead to like lockjaw or whatever.
Oh my God.
It's really not a big deal. And but that really set the tone for like preventing me from doing things like playing. I wanted to play football. I always liked getting hit. Like it was always my thing. I like the physical contact and confrontation. And I wanted to do martial arts, and so her solution to that problem was to buy me a book on karate.
Okay. So, hey, that's a start though.
Yeah, it was a start.
I remember one year I asked for a hockey jersey for my birthday, and my mom also bought me a book. But it was about really interesting facts. I was like,
about,
hey,
hockey?
Like, where the fuck is my hockey jersey? but sorry, go on.
No. I always had this, lifelong, like, you know, I think interest. I wouldn't say it was like an obsession or anything, but I had an interest in martial arts. And like, when I got older, I mean, something one day clicked in my head that, like, I could take martial arts anytime I wanted to, and I was you know, ruminating about this at some point or expressing it to one of my friends about maybe doing kung fu or something like that, and he's like, hey, you know, I've started this class in this place in Mount Joy, which is a small town outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and you know, one of the components of it was Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but he was like, you would really love it. And it was Bruce Lee's martial art, Jeet Kune Do. He says, the introduction to me was like, you would love this and you should come. And I did. I took the class and everybody beat the shit out of me. And we're talking about like a room full of white belts.
Do they do that? This is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a bunch of like white kids.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Little white kids. Were they all doing the sound?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
what the hell?
There was none of that.
Okay, I was like, because if it's art and stuff like that, like that's probably still, even though Karate Kid and stuff like that was more big, but like if you're studying Jeet Kune Do,
right,
you're like, I love Bruce Lee,
right, love Bruce Lee, yeah, and I mean, what's not to love,
right?
And Jeet Kune Do, for those that don't know, is, I mean, it's his real, like, it's his actual martial art. So his whole concept in martial arts was to take elements of the martial arts that worked and put them in together into one. But really the idea was to allow it to be ever expanding and growing so that it can continue to, you know, morph into what we now know as the
inventing
mixed martial arts.
And that's why they put him in UFC 3 and 4.
Right, exactly.
You're welcome. Yeah, okay, you're welcome. Now we're even.
You can write the check out to you. it's entirely true. And so, you know, what I think you won't get from this podcast is us talking shit about other martial arts. I'm partial to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because it's the art that I love, and I think it's the best.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's something for everybody that studies martial arts, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's karate, if it's kung fu, if it's whatever martial art you're into, I think there's something in there for everybody, you know. And I think that if you're at least training it with the understanding of, like, in context to like how it actually functions, then you're good to go, man.
Yeah.
But there's elements of everything in that. But Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for me was like, I could not believe that people could manipulate my body in a way that, like, I mean, I was completely powerless. I couldn't stop them from doing terrible things to me. And I'm a masochist, so, like, I was like, I need more of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so 14 years later,
yeah,
you know.
That's crazy, yeah.
You know, I'm a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, a proud one, Team 3G.
Hell yeah.
Third generation Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt under Greg Anderson. and Rosanda Diaz, and I think that, like, I think that it's, and I teach Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu 5 mornings a week now, and really this is what kind of leads us to this podcast. It's something that we really wanted to talk about. In the beginning, we were kind of like making the connection between what we learned on the mats and how that extrapolates into real life, like, right. How does that function? And now this is
which
sort
was
of
helpful, by the way. I
think so.
That was a thing where, like, even my wife Dominique and stuff like that would listen to the podcast. Like, she checked it out because I produced it, but yeah. Then she was a listener because, like, the topics and the ideas shared
sure.
were always helpful outside of jiu-jitsu. You know what I mean? Like that. So yeah. It's nice that now we're able to, like, I believe this is where you're going, and I apologize for interrupting.
No,
but
go for it.
In the direction of, like, saying, like, we're going to continue that. That's not stopping, but it's
right.
It's more expounding more on the what else.
Yeah, like
other
who,
life lessons.
Who are we as guys?
And we'll
as
touch
human
on
beings.
Jiu-Jitsu for sure.
Yeah,
and obviously, if you ever want to listen or talk about jiu-jitsu, this is the place.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you got your black. We'll make you black and blue.
Yeah, good one.
Because I'm a blue belt. I didn't say
that's
that
a blue belt.
I was terrible on my introduction, by the way. Your introduction was great.
Thank
like
you.
You're like my name is like if this was book reports, A so far
A minus
so far A minus.
Yeah.
But you're not done yet.
Yeah,
maybe C.
Maybe a C+.
Like I'm right in the middle. Like,
well,
but sorry.
You know what else is interesting, and I'll introduce you to is this is like one of the things that we wanted to talk about is we wanted to talk about this podcast is about how dynamic not only the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is, but the people involved in it. Like,
right.
Because we have to introduce
our
Lord
co-host.
Stanley,
yeah.
Co-host.
Yeah, this is how dynamic we are. We sometimes own cats.
Yep,
guys.
And Lord Stanley has made his first appearance. It's a cameo.
You just let me know when you want, and I'll be the villain.
But
here.
I think everybody else will enjoy Lord Stanley so much that this won't be just a cameo. They'll be asking
He'll
for
be a
more.
Co-host? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
more,
okay. You
Lord
want me
Stanley.
To talk more? Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Sorry. So at any rate, yeah, I mean, it's just how dynamic, like, everybody that's involved in jiu-jitsu is. And like I said, when we talked about at the beginning of the podcast, we saw that there's like this... There's this really similar structure to the types of people that sort of tend to congregate and get together to do these things. And
yeah.
a lot of the times, because what else is interesting is both Pat and I are musicians.
Yep.
We're used to, like, performing in front of people, you know, not only as a comedian, me as a musician, Pat as a comedian. Like, these are things that, like, I think average people have a lot of anxiety over. And the same thing can be translated into, like, walking up those steps for the first time into
yeah.
your martial arts gym, especially for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because, man, it's intimidating. And so, you know, we find that, like, anybody that has the guts to, like, do those things is, I mean, pretty okay with me, man.
Yeah, because if you're already there and you're in the gi, like, there's nothing really to be nervous about anymore.
Right.
Like, because that's the thing. As long as but you're not going to feel comfortable, because I remember that. Like, I'm sure even you do at even in your advanced jiu-jitsu age. You know?
Right. I'm like 90 in jiu-jitsu years.
But, like, that's the thing is, like, you have that. You have that, like, you never forget, like, being nervous. Like, you get it.
Sure.
And that's why you say, it's not that you're minimum. That's the thing is, I think a lot of times people that are newer to anything, and not just jiu-jitsu, anytime,
sure.
when the more experienced person tells you it's okay, they're not fucking with you.
Right.
They're saying it's okay.
Right.
They're
that's
saying,
exactly right.
I'm the more experienced person. If you were, like, especially, I always try to clarify when I do say that, if you're doing anything wrong, I'll tell you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
The thing. It's like, but also, a lot of times you can't always assume that the other person knows that much more than you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I got color. I have a little bit of color. That's all. That's it.
Yep.
But to them, they're like, you must be fucking, you
yeah.
know everything. Like,
right.
I don't. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
and I don't know everything. I
yeah.
mean, that's the, yeah. But what I can say is, yeah, like,
right.
just to get to your point, is that we've been where you are right now.
Yeah.
And I don't, it hasn't been that long. I haven't forgotten
right.
what it feels like to be brand new.
You're here. I like you.
Yeah. And right.
you know what I mean?
And,
you're doing
cool.
jiu-jitsu.
Like, it's
yeah.
cool, right? Like, you don't, right. You don't have to. And what we find out about these people is that they're a lot of us are a lot more alike than we are different. It's
right.
kind of interesting. And so, like, so for this podcast, we want to, like, talk about the things, like, that interest us, you know, the things that we see in those similarities. And like, there, it's really about, like, that. And I don't want to say it. It's we're being vulnerable.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we're talking about, like, yeah, we're talking about, like, those things. There's, like, these, like, weird weird things that that occur during these moments that are really intimate and strange, and I just want to be able to talk about them and know that there are lots of other people that have experienced these things too. Like, usually keep them to themselves, like these really special moments in jiu-jitsu. And we're going to do a lot of like the technical stuff too. We're gonna like look at video and critique that, and we're going to talk about music, and we're going to talk about like all the other like sort of like I want to introduce a lot of our listeners who may not have experienced a lot of this counterculture stuff to things that you may be interested in, because you're like us.
And
hopefully they'll introduce us to things that we're, you know, not well versed in.
I want that too. I'm excited to get a lot more interaction, because that's one thing that is I always love in any podcast that I've ever been a part of, is, and I always suggest to anyone that I produce, is like ask them, see what they want, you know, right. What I mean, like that's why I like the fact that, you know, we're not banking a ton of these, we're not doing like a ton of that before, because it's really about like we're about suggestions of some ideas that we've had for segments for like Ask a Black Belt.
Yep.
That doesn't just mean jiu-jitsu. Like, we want it to be anything.
Ask any question. Like, I'm an expert in everything.
How do I balance my checkbook? You know what I mean? No, I'm asking.
Great question.
That's the first one.
I'll turn that one over to Lord Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley, please. But there's like that. Also about like music, you know, the thing, some of the topics that we've talked about in the past of like that are, I think, good universal questions of,
right.
of like, who are you as a person? Yeah. We know that whether there be common ground in jiu-jitsu or not, there's common ground to be had, because I love the fact that I'm finding out, like, oh, shit, that guy's a cop? Oh, shit, this person's a fucking graphic designer? This person's a realtor? Lots of realtors. Lots of realtors.
Yeah, there's a lot of pent-up aggression.
I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We all thought it was mailmen. Yeah. No, it's realtors are like...
Yeah, real estate agents. Yeah, they're...
You're alone in houses with... Like
strangers.
If I'm being completely candid with you, Jeff, if I were a serial killer, I'd probably focus on realtors.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
go into an empty house.
Yeah, what are they gonna? They're not gonna find out.
What are they gonna do? Take the keys. Then who's gonna get in there?
And they're gonna be like, oh, another dead real estate agent. They're like,
okay, next guy. You know. Yeah. That's why they're learning to defend themselves. Now we're figuring it out.
Yeah, see, comes full circle. Yeah. We just solved a major
problem.
You're
welcome.
There. Yep, thanks again. But write the check out, too.
But once you learn like what a lot of these people do and stuff like that, it becomes like I become more interested than when I just was like, oh, we have jiu-jitsu in common. Because that's the thing of like, this is only a part. I love the fact that like this show is basically a lot of the conversations that we have after jiu-jitsu.
Well, it
and
is.
That's what this I feel like the mentality a lot of times where people have we're talking about a lot of podcasts for a long time where what it was like to just hang out with comics.
Right.
And like talk with comics.
Right.
This podcast I feel like is what it would be like to what it's like to hang out after the 6 a.m. podcast.
Right.
Or class.
The class.
You know what I mean?
Right. The class in the morning. And that's like, you know, it's interesting because it's a great segue into like really like what we're digging into with the show is that, you know, we have, you know, I think like at our age where we are right now in our lives, you know, we're now grownups with responsibilities and, you know, things that we have to take care of. And we're not taking a shit on that stuff. I mean, we take it seriously. We work jobs. We pay bills. I've got kids, you know, who I love and a wife that I love. And you've got a wife that you love. And, like, we take care of these things. But we still have that feeling inside where we're kids, right?
Right.
But what's interesting about it is, like, and we'll get into some of that, hopefully, you know, in other episodes, is that, like, you know... When you're part of a scene, you tend to be very insular. You're kind of like, no, this is the greatest thing. And that's cool because that's what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you get older, you get to take those bits and spread them out into other avenues,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So we get to learn about other people's perspectives and other people's cultures and like the way that they did things. And what you'll find, and we'll talk about this in future episodes too, is that like a lot of this stuff is connected, man. It's kind of the same shit in a different bag.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Everybody had a first concert. That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's like there's universal questions that I feel like. Sorry, Stanley. Jesus. But there's universal questions that happen. Like a universal question like, I don't want to call this a segment, but this is a question that I love people's response to. So anybody that's watching, send in, what made you weird as a kid that makes you interesting or incredible, awesome as an adult?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And shout out to James Victori, you know, wildly popular, world-famous graphic designer. He came up with that phrase.
Yeah.
Is, what made you weird as a kid is what makes you
is
great.
What made you awesome. Yeah, but I like it as awesome a question today. As like,
it is.
What as it made you, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing of, right.
We know that you guys are like, and I think just about everybody that's to this point in our lives, we're willing to admit that we are the freaks, the nerds, and the romantics.
Yeah.
You know, like we're still like that. And it's okay to be those things, and even more so today than like when we were younger. And I think it's great. And like, we would love to know, like, you know, what made you weird as a kid, and how has that translated today? And if you're that person that hasn't connected with that child part of you,
think about it, figure it out.
Yeah,
because
it out.
There is something.
Yeah, there is something.
No matter what, like, and that's the realization that I think a lot of people have in life. The reason people aren't super happy in life is because they think that they fail at a thing.
Right.
And that's the thing is, like, the more I've pursued traditional stand-up comedy, how you are meant to believe it exists, like go to comedy clubs, you do this, you tour, and then you go here, and then you do theaters, and then arenas eventually.
Sure, right.
And it's like, I've never wanted arenas, first of all. But then I realized, like, I don't even know if I'm meant for clubs, and I'm not like that. I'm compromising. I'm realizing where I fit in the comedy world,
sure.
And that's the thing is, it like the world, no matter what. This always is taken as a very passive or a dismissive phrase. I feel like, but the world needs dishwashers. The world needs garbage men. I don't mind washing dishes in this house. That's why it's my role here.
Right.
Because I know the dishes need to be done.
Right.
But I know for a better house, I do the dishes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing of, like, that's my place in this house. And in a bigger scale, it's about finding. So it's the fact that, like, being the funniest guy in the, you know, at the, like, when I did the commentating for the jiu-jitsu competition.
Which was great,
Academy,
by the way.
It opened up like a thing of like, oh man, I could just be funny in the jiu-jitsu world.
Right.
And like, that's the thing of like saying like, maybe that's where, because I truly love being funny anywhere, and I don't want the big, like, I don't want to do fucking Madison Square Garden. What the fuck? I'm talking into a microphone. I'm the guy who you see in the alley. You know what I mean? I'm the guy. Just see me after the show.
Okay. But no, you're right, though. To your point, first of all, like, you know, and that's the interesting part about this is, like, if you're a dishwasher as an occupation, like, this could be a new start for you. This could be, most of the time, that's a transitionary phase, right? But you're doing something, right? You're making something.
Make it your job. If you don't want it to be your career, it doesn't have to be your
career. It
doesn't
have to be your career, right? But it's something, right?
But it needs to be done. And it's one of those things of, like, it's about finding your place in each thing. And it's that's the point.
But that's exactly right. So, I mean, so, like, you know, if you're, you know, and frankly, you know, comedy inside of jiu-jitsu, I mean, the bar set pretty low, man.
Right.
So, I mean, you could be a big fish in a little pond.
Maybe that's not the best example. You're right. Maybe I am setting the bar low. But that's the point of, like.
But no, it's true, though. Yeah. It's like an infusion of it, right? It's like,
I always have said
perspective.
Comedy makes things better. And I truly believe that. This is where
I'm saying, into the point
of, like, I know that I'm not compromising because you can ask Dom, our entire fucking life together, anytime, whether it be before I was in comedy or after, I've always said comedy makes things better. It's the reason I like Shaun of the Dead. This is the reason I like I don't like just straight up drama. I like it. There has to be a little bit of levity, even if it's the driest of humor. There needs to be something, and it's in a lot more places than you believe.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot more things that you don't recognize.
Yeah. Who doesn't like to laugh, man?
Right.
I mean,
it breaks the tension. It does everything.
Well, I'm going to introduce a new idea to you, and that is, like, and it's probably a new old idea, but I would take a note. but the reality is that you're looking at your work as a gift, right? Like, so, like, that is something that you can put it in the context of Madison Square Garden or, you know, whatever, or your first HBO special or whatever.
Right.
or it can function as this just as important as commentating in the world of jiu-jitsu. Like,
right.
It's a gift. Like, right. You have it, you've nurtured it, you've practiced it, it's a skill, and now you can apply it anywhere you go.
Right. And that's,
and it's important that,
right,
you do that.
And that's the thing, is like, is my goal, like, like, what I realized was, like, when I was doing the work of trying to figure out, like, I don't want to, like, I'm a terrible self-promoter because I don't know if I necessarily call for promotion in, like, so, but I will promote anytime I feel like, oh no, this is going to be good.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
sure.
So, like, that's the things, like, I'm just too honest. I'm too honest to self-promote because I can't blow myself up unless I think it's fucking awesome.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. And you want to be a part of it.
I know I'm funny. I know I can be funny anywhere, but, like, as far as, like, what your expectations, I know I'm not going to necessarily always meet people's expectations, and that's almost 90% of how you're going to make it in the mainstream comedy world.
Dude, the best way to put this, and this was terrific, and is that this morning, you know, I was, my 8-year-old, soon to be 9-year-old daughter, makes these, like, clay figurines by hand. She makes them, you know, and I saw one. I was like, this is really neat. You know, this is super cool. And she said, thank you. And then she said, you know, but it doesn't matter because it only matters if I like it. And I was like, right fucking on.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
dude,
that's,
you're
right,
doing it fucking right.
Oh, yeah. High fives. Yeah.
High five. God, yeah, damn it. We, yeah, fucked that up, but, yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. But I didn't fuck up the parenting, so it,
no,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Who can, yeah. You, that's, know, what, that's the best part. Like, that's the thing. That's, yeah, a great mindset, yeah, to be in at,
yeah,
that age.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
to keep that. Hopefully that,
and
keep
that's
it.
What I want. I want you guys. Hold, I want all that, of you guys, to keep that shit. Like,
yeah,
if you like it, their chances are somebody else is going to like it, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't matter because you like it. You feel satisfied at the end of the day.
And
you,
that's,
know,
my point is, when I was doing that work and saying, like, oh, Madison Square Garden, blah, 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 because I don't need the – I don't know if I'm that many people's cup of tea. And that's okay. And,
yeah,
I'm okay with that because,
yeah,
I like,
yeah,
the things I like.
Yeah.
But I my goal truly in comedy has not just been simplified to I broke away from the thought of I want to just be in clubs or I want to be have an album or I want to do this to I just want to be somebody's favorite something.
Right.
Or I want to inspire somebody to say, like, oh man, your bit on this, I love that. Or, like, I want to have somebody's favorite joke or somebody, you know what I mean? Like, that,
yeah,
is so infinitely fulfilling to me of, like, oh, Pat, somebody I've never, even somebody that I've never met, if I could brighten their day with something I do,
done.
I don't fucking care about anything else. It,
right,
makes me happy. It's not, dude, about a like. It's about somebody literally liking, somebody fucking with something I do.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
awesome.
Check this out, though. You're already my favorite producer.
Well, hey, hell,
and,
yeah,
you're certainly your wife's favorite person.
Yes,
I
hope,
mean,
so.
So, like, win-win. Like, I mean, you can
top three,
you,
at least.
You wake up every day. I'd say top 10 for mine.
Yeah.
But like, you wake up every day and you already won, man.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
already won.
That's why I'm like, yeah, yeah, this is, I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm actively doing it. That's why it's like, just because your goal shifts doesn't mean that you're not still,
right,
pursuing your goal. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing, is you're not compromising. You're shifting.
Yeah.
If you shift and don't ever view it as just compromising, it infinitely becomes easier, and it's not. You realize it's not a bad thing.
Sure, man.
It's growth.
Look, I look at it like this. I mean, this is speaking and putting it into context of, like, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, for instance, is that, like, what's amazing is that, you know, I fortunately, as an instructor, I get to see this every day. And as a student, you might not feel that way. You may feel like, oh, I suck at jiu-jitsu or I'm not doing very well. But as an instructor, and hopefully if I'm doing a good enough job, I see the progress,
yeah,
you know,
yes,
and I have a student right now who's, like, getting into their first competition, and I brought him into competition classes, and he took a shellacking, right? Mm-hmm. But what was interesting is that there was a dramatic difference between the first match of the day in competition class and the last match, and there was an exponential amount of growth in that, and that's something to be proud of. I mean, that's amazing, mm-hmm, you know,
yeah,
and now you still lost. I mean, you still got your butt beat. But it was crazy to see,
right? And I think this is why I feel confident. Anytime I talk about, there's few things that I talk about that I feel fully confident in. music, comedy, and jujitsu. And yeah. Jujitsu is the latest one, but that's only because jujitsu itself has taught me so much more about life.
Yeah.
That, like, I think I kind of knew a lot of it already, but jujitsu kind of shows you a lot about, like, and it's a lot of phrases. There's a lot of phrases. I was joking with Rick. I was joking to you about this. I saw Rick this weekend.
Yeah, yeah,
shout out,
yeah.
Rick.
Shout out to
Rick. If you're listening or watching, fucking love you, Rick. But I saw him this weekend, and we were talking about how we were dealing with, like, you know, I don't know if it was his lady friend. It was his friend.
Okay.
I don't know if it was his lady friend or not. But they him or her and my wife were kind of chatting. They're like, oh, yeah, he kind of kept saying, because he was playing chess. She was talking. My wife was talking. Don was talking about me. And he's like, you know, he's like, I've always said that I feel like jiu-jitsu is a lot like chess. And I didn't have the heart, but that's one of the sayings. That's one of the t-shirts I've seen has been.
Sure, it's human chess.
Jiu-jitsu is just human chess, or it's
that's
human
right.
chess, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's been, but there's a infinite. But my favorite is you win or you learn.
Yeah.
There is no losing. You're just rolling. You're learning.
Yeah. I'm gonna contradict you a little bit. Like,
there is losing in
competition. There is, yeah, you do lose. I mean, there is losing. But there's always an opportunity to learn.
Yes.
And so, like, that doesn't go away, and I think losing is a really important part of all, like, human existence. And I wish that we were just better at losing.
Yeah.
I wish we took
that aspect to other parts. Yeah. If you're like, "Oh, I didn't get that." Like, Dom, this is a little, we're talking about having a baby. We're actually, like, going for it, right?
Big mistake.
Like, yeah. I'm actually putting it all the way in.
Yeah.
but she kind of has this mentality, and she was able to target it and kind of nip it in the bud. But, like, I noticed this kind of trend that we were having, where she was like, anytime a friend or a person she knew, anytime she saw somebody else was pregnant, she kind of was in her mind was seeing it as, like, another one that's not in my belly.
Right.
But I was like, no, that's not, like, that wasn't your, that was never our baby.
Right.
Like, that's not one that we're, just because they have one baby.
That shit's illegal, man.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that. but even if she had, like, it, but that their, like, them having a baby does not mean that's one less baby for us to have. Like,
it's true.
And that's kind of the same thing in life. A lot of times people go, like, I didn't get the promotion. Like, okay, well
you didn't get
the
fucking
one.
Promotion. Right.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah.
And more importantly is, like, and that's not always the case,
especially
with promotions, because sometimes it goes to the dickhead, you know, middle manager that you hate. But a lot of times, like, the other stuff is just your time to celebrate their success,
right?
Their time to have a baby, their time to get a promotion, their time to get, you got yours too, you know, it's on the way. 100%.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that I was still recording. I was like, God damn.
Where are we on time, Pat?
We're about 40 minutes in, roughly.
40 minutes in, because we got a couple of things we want to do before we wrap this episode up. But yeah, no, I totally agree, man. It's just not, like, it will happen one way or the other if that's what you want.
Right. And that's the thing. If it's kind of like a, it's not a jiu-jitsu term necessarily. Well, it can be sometimes, but a jiu-jitsu term that it has something to do with that. It's if it stinks and you have to push, it's probably shit. Something like
right.
that.
Right.
A good moniker to have. If it stinks and you have to push it, it's probably shit.
And I'm going to add to that.
Yeah.
And that is, remember this too, kids, is that if it looks like shit, it smells like shit. It
tastes like shit.
It tastes like shit. Face it, you're eating shit.
You're eating shit.
Right. You got to have the guts to
either
do something.
Either get used to it or stop.
You got to have the guts to do something
I'm
about
looking
it.
At you, Philly.
Right. Are you just going to keep
I'll never forget that.
But it's all this thing. and to back to Rick, like, coming up with this in his own mind. I love that shit, man.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he came up with that in his own head, and it's something that is, like, and that's exactly what this podcast is about. It's like, oh, you know, I've always had this thought or this feeling, and then you realize that, like, it's something that all these other people thought.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's about that community. It's about understanding, like, that's where we are.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk about all the things that we love and all the things that we hate, you know, on this podcast. I think it's going to be fucking awesome, man.
Stigmas that not only do that there's people that go over, like, I guess that's the thing, is the stigma of life that also translates with lot of times jiu-jitsu. It's not always necessarily about, like you said, about jiu-jitsu, but we want it to be about life, about how literally you can take all aspects of everything. Because at the point, I feel like I kind of feel like I'm getting to all over with this episode, is the fact that, like, if you're all of one thing,
right,
you're probably kind of lame.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. Which leads back to what we were talking about earlier.
It's be like, other stuff too.
Yeah, be other stuff. Like, and that's cool, because that's what you bring to your scene, your community, the culture that you have inherited or adopted.
Right.
Like, you bring that part of it. It just expands it. And you know what's funny about that is that leads, like, right back to, like, Bruce Lee's plan of Jeet Kune Do. Like, the idea was to, like, bring this stuff in and make it bigger, make it more grand, more amazing. And in there's going to be some shit in there. Right?
Yeah.
And then you get rid of it. Like, you learn new things and
it's
you move on.
It's not all perfect. That's the thing. It's like, life isn't perfect.
No, none of it's perfect.
But if it doesn't mean that you can't be really good at something.
Sure.
But, like, take that, like you were saying, if you're the funny guy, go be the funny guy at jiu-jitsu class.
Yeah, don't just be the funny guy at comedy night, at open mic or on HBO or at Madison Square Garden. Be the funny guy all the time, because that's who you are.
And that's something that comedy taught me for like, as far as, like, writing material or anything like that, is going outside of your comfort zone. Yeah. So, like, hand in hand with the
maybe that's the best way to describe this podcast. We're going outside our comfort zone.
There we go. We found it. Almost near the end of the episode.
We're going to spend a lot of time in the comfort zone too, but we're going to try and get out of it.
But that's the thing of having that going outside your comfort zone, or living life, like going and living and not just going. If I only go to open mics and I only, like, what am I going to talk about aside from, like, what am I experiencing?
Yeah, right.
I have to experience
now.
Some things live
right.
to actually talk about at comedy night.
Sure. I mean, I think that's the key to, like, the world's best artists, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're somebody that lives that life. And like, inside of each of us is that artist, you know, like, and find what that is, you know, where do you, what's your canvas and how do you paint that, man? I mean,
your canvas and how do you paint
it's totally fucking rad, man.
I like that.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like the hip. I am the most hippie guy for somebody who fucking hates hippies.
Yeah,
not literally,
hippies,
but
no,
just
I literally hate them. No, just, I don't literally.
Like, true hippies, like true hippies, really fucking annoy me.
Yeah.
But like the hippie mindset, I'm on board. It's like it's kind of like what is it? It was kind of like a broken clocks, right? Twice a day, right?
Yep.
You know, it's kind of thing of like, yeah, there's some things in there, but there's a lot of. There's a lot of aspects of, I forgot what I was, the point I was trying to make.
I don't know either, but I got a funny story about hippies.
Okay,
okay? And that is
hippies. Yeah, hating hippies.
I
share a lot of mindsets.
I had a band a long time ago that played frequently, and we had this specific joint that we got booked for the entire summer, so we had to play there once a week, and I think the first show went off just fine. It was the whole summer that was booked, so it was like cool, you know, and. You know, the first show went good. The second show, there was a fight, and it was a bar clearing brawl.
like a brawl.
Yeah. The second show there would be a third show or whatever we played. There was another fight, and it was like, it wasn't quite bar clearing, but it was bad enough. They were like, hey, I don't know if this is a good idea that you play here. The third one, there was a bar clearing fight again.
What the fuck?
And it was awesome. And our guitar player and singer was like, he was like, okay, everybody, calm down. We're all hippies here. And I was like, fuck that. And and as soon as I said it, like, the bar, like, broke out into, like, complete melee. Like,
you're like, whoa. That would have been awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, we also got kicked out of there. We were allowed to play there.
I can see that. Yeah.
They're like, I don't think this is going to be a good idea. So we lost that gig. But.
I think that's I do have that mentality now, but obviously all my life I haven't necessarily had the hippie mentality.
Yeah. I think at our age we're more at peace than what we were. you know, back then. There was a lot of angst and a lot of, like, anxiety.
I'm more confident. And I really do think that's what it is.
For sure, yeah. 100%, you know. And I think that's something, too, that, like, things like, you know, pursuing the things that you love helps bring you to that point. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu helps you brings you to that point pretty quickly. All of this is grounded in what we consider reality, right? Like, what is real and what isn't. And this helps define those things. And so it feels like you are maturing, but it feels more like you said, confidence.
Yeah.
You know, you're like,
we're just confident.
Yeah.
Old children.
right.
And because this discussion came from. Like, where I was talking about catching shit for wearing flip flops, or I was catching shit for wearing cargo shorts, or I'm very conscious of what I'm wearing because of like oh man, am I gonna be like a 40-something, 50-something year old guy that's wearing flip flops and shorts or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Because
I feel fine in them, and it's what I'm comfortable with.
That's right. You know? That's right.
But that's a stigma that's shared a lot. You know, we'll probably touch on that. So that was the subject that when we started talking about that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, it started as like, am I maturing? Is there maturing?
Right.
What is maturing? What is being an older person nowadays? Like, 60-year-old people looked way different when you were a kid than they do now.
Right.
Where are we at? How long can I wear flip-flops socially acceptably? But it's not for some people.
Right.
So
it's totally true. And
everything's subjective, though.
It is subjective. And I don't, we're getting into the end of the show here. We've got lots of plans for the future, guys. Like, we have segments that we're going to plan out. We're going to have guests on the show. And we have a lot of cool stuff that's lined up already. So we're going to try and produce this episode every week and get it out to you guys on a regular basis.
Right.
We're going to stay committed and disciplined to doing that. So I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, I hate to keep quoting the Bouncing Souls, but they are one of the greatest bands to ever exist on the planet. So, you know, we're just too old to bother and too young to care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
where we're at, you know, which is so fucking punk
rock. And I'm just
a
Jersey
man.
Fucking mooch.
Yeah.
Born in Voorhees, New Jersey. Went down to Florida, mooched all of their white trash energy, and it came right back up to share it with you wonderful people in Pennsylvania.
I love it, man. Yeah. It's so fucking punk rock, man. So that's where we are. Like, and so we hope you guys enjoyed the pilot episode, you know, of the new 6 AM podcast,
Captain,
the new old podcast, the old new podcast,
the old new, there's going to be newer and cooler stuff coming as we go.
Yeah. We're talking about music. We're going to talk about
flip flops.
We're talking about skateboarding. We're going to talk about we talk about all the shit that just like, you know, that just kind of like moved us to where we are today. And we'd love for you guys to be able to participate and join in these conversations. Cause like, otherwise it's just Pat and I talking to each other, which is totally fucking cool. And I would do that all day long.
Absolutely. But we also, again, just like going to open mics over and over again, if we're just having same conversations and over, it's a thing of like, your opinion is because that's another thing is I like testing the waters. I always let people know when they ask my opinion of anything. I'm not the best bar. I'm not a good bar for what's offensive for people. Definitely
not.
But also like for just again with the flip flop thing, I'm the person that's going like, can you believe these motherfuckers are talking shit about flip flops? You guys may be going no, Pat, like, we hate your toes.
Yeah.
We hate you more than anything.
And we hate flip-flops.
Yeah, we hate toes. We hate feet in general. Yeah. We hate whatever.
Yeah.
And
you
everybody,
have a good point.
Everybody has theirs. It was also a comedy rule. The people go, there's unspoken rules of this. And there's, you know, fuck you. When you're booking TikTokers at a comedy club, you know, somebody that has a social media presence on Instagram instead of who's genuinely funny.
Yep.
I don't care about your rules anymore.
Right.
So it's... There's a peaceful nihilist deep within me, and there's nothing really matters. So fuck it, just have a good time and be a good person.
So I'm gonna say this, and then we're gonna end this episode, and that is, rules are good, break them.
Yeah, that's the one. I like that.
Boom.
We did it, Stanley.